The experience in Donegal of the removal of the staff at district headquarters has led to a less visibility and less guards in communities. So I know the word, some people would argue that the word downgrading is inappropriate, but let's be realistic. It is a form of downgrading. And when Milford was at its strongest, it wasn't covering the parts of West Donegal like Dunloe and Bunbeg, which were under the old Glenties district. But also we have to remember that stations like Kerrykeel, Carrigart, Kilmacrenan, Churchill all had their own autonomous stations there and guard stations. So now what we have is a skeleton crew in Milford covering a massive geographical area. Those stations are not manned only on an occasional basis. Now, people would say the old model is broken, it's archaic, it's ancient. It actually worked pretty well. And a lot of the guards that I speak to would say that even the downgrades in recent times have seen a dilution of service. So certainly we don't have the confidence. Also, when this model was first rolled out and we were told that we were going to be joined with Sligo, which thankfully common sense would say that wouldn't work, the model that was unveiled in that time was three functional areas for Donegal. And now the kind of logic, or it hasn't been said officially, but is, look, you're getting to stay on your own as a division and keep a chief superintendent, make do with two, this is the compromise, make do with two functional areas. But the geography of Donegal hasn't changed because we're no longer going in with two divisions. So certainly, we just think it's fewer resources spread more thinly. And there is exist, there, there's guidelines for how many particularly inspectors are required to make this model work. We don't have them in Donegal.